Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about having a cohesive marketing plan for the rest of this year. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, hope you're well. So let's talk about having a cohesive marketing plan and what that might actually look like. So what tends to happen is that when a business gets marketing in place of some kind, they pick one particular type of marketing and that's it. And well, it's better than nothing, I guess, but it's not really as effective as having lots of different things all going on at the same time. And obviously when you say it out loud, it sounds really blooming obvious, except it's not that obvious because people keep on running just single-sided marketing campaigns. So let's tell you about what you should actually have in a marketing campaign, and I'll give you some kind of indicator to how well or how bad you're actually doing. So, for example, you need one or all of the following. So things like Facebook ads. If you're not running Facebook ads, you are going to struggle to reach people who don't already know about your product and service. So Facebook ads is a good thing. The caveat with Facebook ads is, of course, you can blow your money really fast. So you've got to have a funnel in place. So that's a landing page, a download of some kind, a Facebook group, something that allows a person to take action and get value, whatever that value might be determined as. So you need Facebook ads. The next thing you need is organic content. Organic content is really used for pushing out images, videos, long-form text about what you're doing in your business. And the people that will read this stuff are people who already follow you, they already know who you are, hopefully they like you, or some people might not like you, but they still follow you, okay? We have people like that. You might be one of them. Organic content is for people who already know who you are, versus Facebook ads content is for people who don't know who you already are. So if you've got people who already know who you are, you still have to put content out for them. Them knowing that you exist isn't enough, because they will forget and they'll see other people's stuff. So you've got that. Then you've got things like a website. Like, do you need a website? I mean, you know, you could quite easily say, no, you don't need a website. Everything goes through a Facebook group and that's where you make sales. And if that's what your business looks like, great. However, not many people are able to do that. So you do need a website. And the website really is for two reasons. The first reason is to give people somewhere to go so they can confirm that you actually exist. And they can look at your products and services, and it builds credibility. The second reason you want a website is for the next marketing channel, which is search engine optimization. So this is where, you know, let's say you're a plumber in Leeds, and a person goes to Google because they've got a leaky tap and they type plumbers in Leeds. If you come up on the first page of Google, wonderful, there's a good chance that they'll probably click on that and they'll use you. If you're not on the first page of Google, but your competitors are, guess who gets the business? Your competitors. And so you might say, well, does that mean I don't need Facebook ads? No, of course you need Facebook ads. Well, does it mean I don't need organic content? No, of course you need organic content. Because what's going to happen is we go to your Facebook account, your webpage, I mean, then we go to your Facebook account, then we see hardly any content on there that's not been updated since 2017. I was looking at a page just like that earlier today, and people think, oh, they must have gone out of business. So then they don't use you. So you have to have this. This is why we call it a cohesive marketing plan. It's cohesive. It brings everything together. So what else is there? Well, let's extend it. What about email marketing? So, for example, when you go to my website and you sign up for something, you get put onto our email list. And we've got, I don't know, 70-odd emails that go out every 11 days. That's almost 2 years' worth of content that the person signing up for will receive, that will remind them that I actually exist. And within that content, sometimes we make offers, but a lot of it is really about adding value and providing good quality content. People get to continue to know us, to like us, and to trust us. If we're just selling all the time through that content, it doesn't work. And people will unsubscribe, and then they leave your Facebook group, and then that's it. And they'll see your adverts on Facebook, but they won't click on them because you've just upset them. So it has to be this cohesive marketing plan, and you have to bring all these things together. Let's talk about offline marketing for a second, because people go, well, if I've got leaflets, do I need a website? Of course you need a website. Because what happens on a leaflet? You put your website address on it. And if your website looks like it was done in 1998, or it looks dreadful, it's not helped building credibility, which is what you need from a leaflet. Well, do I need Facebook still? Yeah, for exactly the same reasons we talked to before. If your Facebook ad is or your Facebook page is looking like it's not been updated since 2017, you're losing credibility all the time. So again, it's this cohesive marketing plan where you're pulling out all these different things from all these different types of marketing that will then lead the person to taking the next step. The next step, whatever that might be, it could be signing up for something, might be buying a product or service, might be getting a strategy call or filling in a form to find out more about, I don't know, a webinar or an event of some kind. And then you can retarget them using Facebook ads again. You know, they've downloaded an event, a 2-week vacation in Bali, a business building event, like, you know, for $5,000, it makes perfect sense then to retarget and continually retarget those people when they go onto Facebook and other websites. So that's what we mean by having a cohesive marketing plan. And if you've not got one of those, then you should be speaking to us, because that's what we help people provide. Anyway, hope that's useful. I hope you get some value out of that. Let me know, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.